Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Kids for Love project, and all kinds of good things we have here. If you're tuning in for the first time, we are a Boston-based a syndicated internet radio station with all the bells and whistles to listen wherever you are, whatever country, whether you're in the car, whether you want to ask Alexa, or wherever, you can listen to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And we are the proud sponsor for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. And they are still open, and they will close for this year the end of October 31st. So check that out, because if you go on our site, Dream Visions, all one word, with the seven, Dream Visions with the letter S at the end, the number 7radio.com. You can learn all about us, the Omega Institute, and many of the things we're doing in the community. Well, I have a exciting guest, and speaking of the Omega Institute, Michael Andre Ford was actually there back in July, and I heard that it was very successful, and people learned how to call in their team of angels, and all kinds of exciting things happened there. Michael Andre Ford is an angel intuitive with 12 years of experience who helps you meet, hear, and see angels and other loving figures. His book, Listening to Angels, has ranked number 2 on the Amazon in the angel category. He's been featured on shows and in online magazines, and he actually removes the veil for direct experience. And we're going to talk more with him on how to listen for the angels. So without further ado, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, Deborah. It's great to be on your show. I appreciate it. And it's great to be in the Boston area. I went to high school just north of Boston at Phillips Academy Andover. So I'd like to say I'm in the area, so to speak.
Yes. And that's so neat. Right in our area. So, and for those out there listening, our call-in number is 833-220-1200, 833-222-222, I got to slow down, Michael. Maybe it's the angels. I don't know, because I have asked for the angels to come. Then toll-free number is 833-220-1200. So let's find out what happened 12 years ago, or how did you connect to the higher realms that you became an intuitive?
Well, a lot of stuff happened sort of in 2010, 11, and 12. And I'm an East Coaster. I've moved 25 to 40-something times, depending on how you count it, in a year in Paris. But I spent maybe 18 years in New York City, and I was doing the corporate thing, first a couple of years on Wall Street, then public relations the rest of the time. But I got a chance to move to Austin, Texas, and that's where everything started to sort of happen. I had a job layoff with 1 hour's notice with 72 other people around the time of Lehman Brothers, and I was the only one excited. I got a chance to move to my already existing but new home in Austin. And that was quite a sea change, combined with some other small experiences, life experiences, that sort of jarred me out of my thinking and what I thought I knew. And I think we're all in the same situation that way. We have a very intact reality, and once in a while there are external events of all sorts, divorce, health, car accident, sometimes not necessarily traumatic, that can help us shift the way we interact with everyone around us, the way we interact with life, and the way we also flow our energies, how we appreciate things. And maybe it's better to say it increases our awareness level. And there's trillions of layers of consciousness, so you're never done expanding. But it shifts things around enough that we say, oh, wow, and maybe I should go in a different direction or take things slower.
Mm. Excellent. Well, we have a caller, Michael. I know it's early, but would you like to take the caller?
Sure.
All right. Okay, so we have Georgina Morgan on the line. Would you like to come through, Georgina? And welcome to the show.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have a question or wondering about something?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm a security guard at a hospice center. And in the time that I've been there, I've had dealings with families, and on occasions I have been asked to eradicate the spirits that have not crossed over yet, or or felt the need to pray for the family members. And I wonder if I could be doing more, but maybe just furthering my education. I do have some medical background, and maybe becoming a CNA or a nurse to help with the patients themselves.
Michael?
I would just say you should follow your instincts on that one and do what you think is best. And if you need guidance, just ask for it maybe before bed and see what happens either when you wake up in the morning or during the next day. But really make sure you take time to slow down and ask for the guidance. I'm an expert who helps everybody else tap into their own existing skills. So they do their own listening, they do their own seeing, and they do their own feeling. So I help a person unlock to actually, again, do their own listening. You would ask that question to your own angels or two angels first and later meet your own cheerleading squad. And you do your own listening to get those advice, those steps to take and to follow.
Okay. Makes sense to me.
And it sounds like you're connected already, so you should be able to, but I'm sure you're already hearing and feeling different things that you know are from a higher realm.
Yes, because never before would I have approached a total stranger and asked them if they wanted me to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that happen to me several times when their parents were about ready to cross over.
Very good.
And they come out and talk to me. They come out, the patients come out, or the family members come out and talk to me. I worked a night shift, and they come out and talk to me and tell me that I'm actually a blessing to them.
Mm-hmm. So, beautiful.
Yeah. Well, my friend gave me this phone number and asked me to call.
Okay.
Right question.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for listening to the show.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Back to you, Michael. One of the things I wanted to ask is, do you recall the first time that you actually experienced something in another realm, and you knew that it was the angels or something that was just happening that was not explainable?
Sure. And before I answer that one exactly, I'm going to back up and just say I help people have a full-on experience so they get their answers, all languages, all dialects, direct. It's how fast can you write if you're lucky enough to just sit with pen and paper, but you don't have to be sitting. You could be jogging, chatting away with an angel or Einstein or Gandhi or Native American chiefs, about 170 figures so far and counting, or more than that. But you get hugs. The hugs can become healing, and you get to see directly as well. First, graduated seeing, a little bit of light, but you can see full on, with or without wings. If you're nervous, it's 20 houses away. If you're kind of comfortable, it's your backyard. If you're super comfortable, it's your living room. So it's all direct. It's all full on. And I had a bunch of experiences like back in 2010, 11, 2012. I grabbed a camera and started snapping photos as sort of a security blanket at the beginning. So I've got fabulous photos of angels, a historical photo. If I use a historical photo of a figure like the Sai Baba from India 110 years ago, a photo that we know, you and I know, the audience knows, a photo, a static photo, historical, can't move, you'll get a wink, a smile, a nod. Same thing with Audrey Hepburn's photo. But the light energy photos of angels, there's shapes of angels, there's silhouettes of fairies. I mean, the fairies exist, if some audience members can allow for that. The photos themselves will change color. So it's a very direct experience. It's also a kind of a multidimensional, universal experience. It's just a lot of love. And that's all you're doing is getting out of what you know long enough to be in your big heart and to do a little more love in the moment. So I definitely had some experiences. I saw a Roman candle out of the floor through the ceiling, like out of a Disney movie. It was a pink whoosh of light where my very first angel that I met, Joy, was saying sort of ta-da, saying hello. I've seen angels in human form at a Starbucks in Sweden and New York. I got to surf with the one in human form in Maui. It's a long story there, but I've encouraged people who have gone the distance for letting go to listen, feel, and see to go ahead and ask and maybe receive an angel popping in full-on human form, not just seeing them a football field away or across the street and chatting that way, but getting a full-on, maybe they're popping in. I wouldn't know what terminology to use, but they're here with house rules. And I'll do a quick aside. The one at the Starbucks, probably back in 2014 or 2012, I was meeting a book editor at the time, but I remember a woman wearing Santa Fe, New Mexico garb, totally out of place in Austin, Texas, turquoise jewelry, staring the whole time, and she was sipping coffee. And I've had other people ask the same question, and I've asked it, was she really sipping the coffee when she was here? And the answer was yes.
And let me ask you this, too. You know how, like, many of us can see different lives or images, almost like little movies of another time that we were on Earth? Because I'm part of the, believe in the reincarnation. So you see yourself, but in a whole different time. How do you know when you're seeing these images that they're not someone from another time or that you knew yourself or an angel? How can you decipher which is which?
Well, I mean, there's a few things in there, so let's unpack it. Past lives, in my opinion, totally exist. It's kind of like you can close your eyes and walk the Akashic Records with angels. You can close your eyes and sit in India. India kind of comes to you, or Tibet, or a Native American setting, or as people did at Omega Institute. I'm very fun about this. I'm very light, not flippant, definitely special. It's definitely sacred, but people got to shut their eyes and have Hawaii come to them in sort of a guided meditation, like a lucid dream. If it was indigenous talk in Australia, it would be dream time, but this is angel time. 5 minutes of our time is 10 minutes over there. People got to go surfing with angels. And three people out of the workshop actually got to see each other in the same, whatever you want to call it, dream. While they're surfing, they got to see each other in the same experience. So we're talking a lot of impossibles here. Past lives, I've had a few angels volunteer some of my detail. Again, the Akashic Records, a lot of people are into it. A lot of people are into past lives. You can ask an angel about past lives and so on. I'm always one to remind folks, there's a million avenues of interest, near-death community and so on. And you can have a sort of a near-death experience without having to die. You can ask for an incredible experience. It's kind of what I was just referring to by sitting with angels with your eyes shut. But I make sure people go with their eyes open to see directly. And if you're wondering, well, how do you know the unconditional love figures that you're interacting with are really angels? And I would add, I get asked all the time, well, how do you know the difference between like an angel and a fairy? There's light beings. You can meet Einstein, Gandhi, Plato, some philosophers, Mother Teresa, Chogyam Trungpa, and so on, Thich Nhat Hanh. But how do you know who's who? I would just go back to, how do you know a good cup of coffee is a good cup of coffee? Your heart already knows what to do for pretty much anything. Athletics, cooking, yoga, how to have a good time, laugh, smile, you know, all the real moments in life that are love. And so that's all this is that actually a lot of simplicity. You pump the brakes on the judging, the thinking, the reacting, the fear, the stress, the worry, the roles, the ego, the perceived everything out there. And you just go kind of full stop to be in the moment. And that's the intersection of all with a capital A. And that's when the universe steps in, angels, light beings, you know, your passed over loved ones and pets, you can full on see them and chat with them. And that's when you get to interact. And I would add with the pets thing, think about your living pet. I would argue a lot of us are chatting away with our dogs and our cats and other pets. And there are times where we're going back and forth. It's not quite the Winnie the Pooh quote of everyone talks to animals, but no one listens. I think a lot of us, and these are not folks that would consider themselves intuitive but or psychic, but they're going back and forth with their pets. I mean, dogs are like third graders. Cats are like fourth graders. So we have incredible talents and skills like Jedi or like James Van Praagh or anybody else you can name out there. We just don't necessarily give ourselves credit for, you know, letting it loose or taking advantage of it.
Right, right. And I think you made a good point, too, is sometimes we're just so entrenched in our day-to-day, we may not be listening to the messages we're receiving or even see the angels or images because we're not really 100% vested at that moment to open up our hearts and see. Would you say that that would be the predominant issue, that most people don't open up their hearts to hear or see?
Sure. I mean, look at it this way. Kids are wide open, and I think we all can agree on that. And as you get to be an adult, you have enough experiences that eventually, one way or the other, you get a little shellacked. It could be a divorce, health, corporate, this, that. You know, you enter the rat race, but it's not as external as we think it is, the rat race. It's actually our thinking. Thinking itself is the only obstacle, but let's flip that pancake. It's an egoless path isn't in the cards for mankind right now. It's just not realistic. So I would just sum up, if there's been 2,000 plus people who have done this in the last 10 plus years, there's 30, 40, 50, 60,000 answers. One of the great questions that's been practical is, well, what is realistic? And the answer was multiple times over multiple years, 7% less thinking a day. That's it. I think that, I don't know if that's an hour and three quarters, 2.5 hours. That's the gold medal for all of us to, I hate to say strive for. We're already there anytime you drop your heart. And we just don't appreciate the moment as much as we could.
Exactly. Well, we have another caller. Her first name is Rachel. Rachel, do you want to come in and have a comment or a question for Michael?
I've been known to have a couple angels hanging around me. I was wondering if one in particular has left, because I haven't felt that particular angel in a while, and he went by the name of Kenneth. Can you tell whether the angels are still hanging around me?
Again, my role is to help folks experience directly on their own and to own that request. So if you want, slow way down, however you describe dropping from your head, the distance to your heart, I would argue that that's the veil itself. Your thinking, you know, combined with a little bit of unconsciousness out around the planet. But if you just give yourself a couple good deep breaths, go to your heart, and when you make the request for your angels to come in, you can ask for a hand on your shoulder. You can ask for a hug. You can ask for the smell of your favorite beach if it's, you know, the other side of the country. You can ask for an answer, a word, a whisper, floral scent. And then give yourself an actual chance to talk to your higher self. Coach yourself a little to calm down about it. Not as big a deal as we think it is. And actually receive. Get a little bit of a hug. Get the lavender in the air. Get a sea breeze in the room that you end up jumping up and running over to the thermostat to check, because you're like, it has to be the air conditioning. I just felt a wind in my hair. I felt a gentle, beautiful hand on my shoulder or touch my hair. I felt like I was wearing a hat. There's 1,000 million ways to get a hug. So turn to your angels and go ahead and ask it, but you've got to own the moment. You've got to own the steps.
All right. Well, thank you for the good advice.
Yeah. Thank you for the patience.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in, Rachel.
My pleasure, of course. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. So we need to take our first break, everyone. So stay with us. More with Michael Andre Ford, Angel Intuitive. Don't go away.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Everything you need to know is within you. All you have to do is trust your inner guidance and act upon what you receive. Practice raising your vibration and quieting your mind to receive the intuitive messages you desire with psychic medium Karen Noe. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Enhancing Your Intuition and Psychic Abilities at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, September 9th to the 11th. Learn more at eomega.org.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome back. If you'd like to get in touch with Michael and learn more about his gifts and showing us how to connect with our angels, go on his site, michaelandreford.com. His name exactly, michaelandreford.com. And he says, Getting answers for life, career, and business needs, Michael does not see your question or your answers. This is direct. He also has said, be in your heart, then allow, ask, and receive. It's that easy. And this is really powerful. Thinking itself is the only obstacle. I'm going to repeat that. Thinking itself is the only obstacle. Michael Short, Listening to Angels book, which is $4.99, can be found on his Amazon author profile at amazon.com/author/angels. So one of the questions I had, which was actually in the book, which I thought was great, and I know that sitting quietly and asking ourselves for them to come in, but you speak about an angel team, and how can one start to learn their own angel team?
Well, you do have, I call it a stretch limo. And you've got an angel who's your driver. And that's this stage in life could be only like 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. If we're all slow learners at times, or we just don't pay attention, we're moving too fast. Like you said earlier, all the signals in life. But so there's an angel who's sort of your life stage angel. You've got muses. If you're an athlete, you've got athletic angels helping you. You have your secret service agent, your guardian angel, and plenty of others. Sometimes the angels come and go. You're never like short on angels. And you don't like lose contact with your prior advice givers, but it just means you kind of graduated. If there's a trillion layers of positive consciousness, we're never done learning or expanding. And there's also, you know, a trillion layers of unconsciousness, which is just thinking itself. And if you'd like, I can do a little quick excerpt from the book and then suggest a quick fun exercise for people to do. If they do decide to visit the website, there are photos of angels. There's historical photos of Geronimo, Sai Baba. A person could put their hand out and feel the energy coming off those photos and more. So if you'd like, I could read a quick paragraph or two from the book.
Absolutely.
Sure. So there's an appendix that I'll just cover a quick section of the appendix, the 30 seconds here. It's a very short book, 15-minute read. I didn't write it. If you think I did, thank you. But I just saw balls of light as I was typing. It's very gentle, very short. What's up with mankind? Why angels now? In the appendix, awareness for mankind is on the horizon. Call it a spiritual awakening if you wish. It's a chance for all to grow. Mankind is ready for more unconditional love and compassion for all. And more compassion by all, for all, is needed. Mankind is ready for change from rat race mode. Happiness is obtained in the absence of ego. Ego's afraid to be vulnerable, to let go, and to be in the unknown. Again, there's nothing to lose and nothing to gain. Move past seeing the negative. And it goes on, and I'll just do one more sentence. Compassion can be taught through one's actions, blah, blah, blah. But I love a line out of the book that's love more and allow more. You can be happy now in this very moment for no reason at all. Now, if we wanted to focus on one line that shakes up everything we know, it makes our reality, the foundations, crumble. You can be happy now in this very moment for no reason at all. Love more. Allow more. That goes in the face of politics, sports, our business, corporate experience, our neighbors. We don't practice enough love. We're not in our heart enough, and we don't have to be 100% of the time. The human condition is that whole human being thing. We're human when we yell at the garbage can folks, the trash folks, or our neighbor, or at ourselves. We beat ourselves up, or a family member, and we're being in our heart. To be or not to be Shakespeare, we're love itself. Anytime we can get out of thinking and just give a hug, get a hug, a real hug. When we can appreciate art, taste something and really be tasting it. You can't be thinking about the laundry and the wash.
And
so
that's
the exercise I was gonna,
I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Yeah, the exercise I was gonna suggest is hit up the website, find a photo. You'll see it on the front page of it. You'll see Geronimo, the Native American chief, unconditional love. He's action. The Sai Baba from 110 years ago, Audrey Hepburn, angel. Or a silhouette of an angel. It's an impossible photograph. A silhouette of an angel. That's my guardian angel. She's light waves of energy and water. Put your hand out and just feel the energy, the love. There's no limits, by the way. I blow sage smoke in one of the videos on my YouTube channel from Texas, San Antonio, through two computer screens to you. If you could just allow for smelling the sage smoke, I'd say at least 8 to 10 show hosts, podcast hosts, have done that worldwide. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., England or somewhere, or Germany. So you and I know that smoke can't go through two computer screens to wherever you are, but it does. There's no limit. So this is really getting out of our linear and allowing for dimensional, multidimensional, where love is just the intersection of all. And so you really do have to, I like to describe it as going Disney. That feel-good stuff from all the different Disney movies, you have to lighten up long enough to not be woe is me about my situation is, my problem is, but you have to pump the brakes on the thinking so you can breathe, feel, relax, smile long enough to just be in the moment and then really make the request. Hey, I'd like to feel the photo. I'd like to feel some love emanating off the photo, or smell that sage smoke, or get my answers, or get my hug, or see.
That's amazing. Most of really the foundation of all is, as you're saying, is get out of your head and then believing that all things are possible. And if there's doubt there, then it's probably not going to work for that person until they just surrender and know that it's, you know, it's all part of the benevolent love that is within us and all around us and nature and everything else.
In any endeavor, the words are going to pop up. Pretend you're an athlete, but you're unsure about the next game, the corporate project. Next week, you're starting a new yoga class. We're going to have doubt, fear, worry, reacting, judging, you name it, pop up. And that's just right. Our ego. The sooner we recognize it, it's we're not going to get rid of it. Can greet it gently and allow it to serve as a reminder. And for what? It could be anything. Just how about a reminder to breathe or smile or let go or just talk to yourself your first name. If your name's Susan, say to yourself, Susan, and just say something that's gentle to yourself so you get more space in the moment. And that's where you're back in your heart again. Your heart actually knows how to do everything. That's why always follow your gut, your instinct, the little voice, whatever you want to call it, it's there. It's been there the whole time. Maybe you had it as a kid, super strong, but you thought you lost it. I'm here to break the bad news that you never lost anything. You're full of love. You're full of potential possibility, but no one wants to hear that if they just got, you know, bad health news, a job layoff yesterday. I mean, it hurts, but that's what life is about, is a little bit of ebb and flow. And I'm also here to remind everybody, you've got all these helpers. The universe is ready to assist. It's like the alchemist. There's universe, the book Alchemist. There's universal forces in place. You only have to get to a position where when you make the request, you're not making it out of the head from a position of lack or hurting or pain or ego. You're making it from true heart. You're totally open.
Right. And that's key. And I'm glad that you bring up the ego because, you know, I'm very much a follower of Eckhart Tolle. With that said, I believe that if we recognize the ego, and as you had beautifully said, treat it gently, it does have a purpose. And talk with it. I end up talking with mine and kind of putting it in its place. And then from there, by putting it in its place, you can create the reality that you want for that particular day. And so I think the ego gets a bad name at times, and it's part of us, and it will always be part of us. So,
Deborah, I love what you're saying. You're giving me goosebumps or frying my back. Eckhart Tolle has this great line that it's a quote, "Ego implies unawareness. Awareness and ego cannot coexist." It's an either or, like a light switch on a wall, except flip it upside down. Because when you're on, you're in your heart. And when you're off, you're up in the brain. It's just a little bit unconscious, like a drag. If you're a sailor, you certainly know what it's like to be in a sailboat when a lot of seaweed hits underneath the boat and drags and it slows you down. That's all it is. But I've got a great exercise if anybody's getting if they just recognize a heaviness around them and they have thoughts that are really heavy that aren't normally them if they've been having a good week. It's just your ego coming in. It wants to kind of control things, limit things, preclude the possibility of anything. It wants to be very fixed. So it's like concrete thinking. But you can just give it a name. I like, Brazilian soccer stars, an opera star, anything with 8, 9, 10 syllables. Pavarotti. Hi, Mr. Pavarotti, how are you today? Gently engage your ego and offer it a hug. Pavarotti or Mr. Higglesworth, would you like a hug today? You have to do it out of the heart. Do not pick a fight with your own ego. And watch how fast you're going to feel better and giggle, because it will not stick around for a hug. And I did that. I passed that along for years. And I can remember two houses ago in Austin, Texas, feeling heavy in my kitchen. I had one of those giant 20-ounce mugs from Starbucks with coffee in it. And I remember feeling like, oh, well, I've passed that exercise along to other people. I should use that right now. I felt some heaviness around me. I had thoughts that were really heavy. And I'm like, hey, I was smart enough in the moment to be like, I don't think that's me. And I was smart enough to remember that exercise. So I did it, but I did it in a little bit of a combative way by 1%. Every fire alarm in my house, top to bottom, second floor, first floor, went off at the same time. Had it been a couple of years earlier, I would have dropped the mug and been cleaning coffee up for 2 years. I took my shaking hand and put the coffee mug down on the counter. I probably spilled some coffee that way. And I called my lifeline. Back then, I was super nervous about everything, questioning everything. I mean, I'm so slow. The stuff that takes me 2 years to learn, everybody else does in 5 seconds. But I called the lifeline, and they were just, they're psychic. They just were like, you were just too hard on yourself, essentially. Because we're never going to lose our judging side. We're judgy McJudgerson all the time. Trust me. And it just happens. You could be in the middle of exercise, and suddenly it goes a certain way, and you're beating yourself up. You didn't work out too hard enough. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. It's just how we are. But the sooner you learn to laugh in the moment, breathe in the moment, smile, relax into the moment, see you, the sooner you discover a brighter, cooler version of you that never went away.
Right. And there's a profound experience that a mother and son actually had on my kids' show. Her son was only 3 and a half, and he had brain cancer. And he was up in his bedroom, and the mother came up to see how he was and what he was doing. And there were angels there, and he was talking with them and telling them that he wasn't ready to go. And his mom actually saw exactly what he saw, and she described how the angels looked so that she... to prove, if one was doubting, that she was seeing the same thing as the son. And then I guess it was a few months after that he transitioned to the other side. But what a gift that was, that he was talking with them and seeing, and the mother saw the same thing.
I love that. It's a beautiful... It reminds me of something else about life and us just slowing down. It's a reminder to enjoy each moment as it comes, and believing that all moments can be the same. And so what I'm going to get to here is, when you're in the moment, you're intersected, you're connected, you're interconnected to all, and that's all the people around you, all the loved ones, everyone, everything. And so that's also what happens if a person's one version of letting go is the same as another version of letting go. It's all the same intersection with the present moment, more love. So whether you're brushing your teeth really well, kicking a soccer ball well, doing yoga, singing, getting a hug, giving a hug, you're letting go. That's the difficulty level here. It's not like a high dive in the Olympics on TV in China. This is just basic letting go to do listening, feeling, and seeing. And what I was going to get to is folks who do all the other baby steps, it's the same level of difficulty. There's no difficulty for the seeing part. So two people can own it individually. Two twin sisters, they're getting along. They own it individually. They get their answers, their hugs, and they see. But then they can see and hear together. Mm-hmm. And more than people can do it together.
That's the part that I find so exciting. Just the experience itself, to experience that energy. And then if your family members together... you can actually see. Actually, one of our radio hosts was present when her mom transitioned, and she could see the vision that the mom was seeing. So I think it all goes back to, as you're saying, Yeah, you have to be in your heart, and you have to believe that things like this are possible in this time period of 2022. And if we all go into that space often, then we're actually feeding the collective, so the consciousness will spread through the whole entire universe. And I think when people, I'm always saying this, Michael, and when people feel that and they connect with their inner light, then, you know, that's how we're going to rid ourselves, by going within and seeing ourselves, what we're holding. That's how we're going to get beyond the hatred and the killing of each other and all the different things that have happened for thousands of years. I think that's when we'll actually shift in a place where we can, when we see more, then we believe more, and then more people will feel that.
Agreed. And it's the being part is, it's nothing complex. You don't have to go to an ashram. You don't have to go to Machu Picchu. You don't have to take classes. I always recommend, you know, follow your heart. If there are certain authors, institutes, and so on, do it. But remember that everything's already within. Outside sources really are not necessary, and that's why so many people get those incredible experiences. I know sometimes it sounds not so fun, you know, because it involves somebody else, an illness or some difficulty. But often that's the opportunity for an opening. This is opening openness. Maybe that's a Buddhist term, maybe it isn't, but it's being so much present. You're connecting to your higher self, and you sparkle. You're connected, you're flowing, you certainly met people. When they walk into the room, you feel better. And you can see your higher self, like an aurora borealis in the sky, eyes open. I help people do that. You can hear your higher self. You can get the past lives detailed again. I always caution folks not to spend too much time on that because, you know, good Americans want to get their answers for career, life, business, stuff like that. Stay more focused on, you know, plodding along on your path rather than looking backwards. I love what Geronimo said recently to somebody, which is get on the horse and ride, ride, ride. Don't look left. Don't look right. Don't look back. So action, action, action. And I also like what Abraham said, the one from biblical times, not Esther Hicks, more light beings, you know, Abraham that way, but Abraham, angel, Abe, a fatherly, grandfatherly energy on everyone's team. Now I'm totally going to forget what he said, but the point is, Abe's around, and I'll leave it at that. I had a really good quote from him, but I'm a very vacuous guy at times, so I've got another quote, though, for everybody. Own the step of finding that flow within. You already do it for art, music, cooking, when it's good recipes and you're having a blast, or yoga, anything, business, you're a good salesperson. So this whole thing that you think is some big spiritual quest, it's actually more like a classic treasure hunt. And so that still is in line with what we think is a hard climb up a mountain, except that here, you're the treasure. Your heart, that's where you're headed, is to discover your own sparkle inside. You never lost it. It's always been there. As a kid, you were smiling all the time, climbing trees, everything else. It's just realizing how simple it all is. It's not all the layers of thinking that we've collected as an adult.
Right. Well, thank you. So we need to take our next break. So everyone, we'll be back in a moment, more with Michael Andre Ford.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours.
The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 800-944-1001.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And I am relaxed just listening to Michael and feeling the angels. And if you would like to experience those pictures, the photos that he speaks of on his website, go on michaelandreford.com. Again, michaelandreford.com. And be sure to check out the ebook. It's amazon.com/author/angels, and it's Listening to the Angels, and it's just $4.99. Michael, what would you like to share in this last segment that we have that you haven't spoken of as of yet? Any instructions that are in the book or, you know, what's on your mind? And let me ask you this. The messages that you're receiving from your angel team, are they talking about and showing you that there's a better world coming soon?
I get a lot of relax. I'm on my path, you know, don't worry, blah, blah, blah. Very simple. I'm easy to manage, I hope, but I mean, I do tons of thinking. I do tons of running. I don't ask too many big picture questions over the years, like who killed Kennedy, but I did ask if everyone was willing to listen. I mean, we have full photos of angels. I've got a picture that's from a barbecue place that's actually a concert venue in the back in Austin where it's all angels. 1,000, 2,000 balls of light. I think it's on my website somewhere. It's definitely on my social media. It's gorgeous. You can see an angel named Joy in there who's a pink ball of light. They're not orbs. It's actual angels. But I asked how fast, if all the satellites, all the people of the world wanted to actually listen. Remember, you have free will. There's no interference. You should just do what you're doing. You're getting everything great how it is right now. What would be the quickest that mankind could kind of raise its vibe, grow its awareness, not thinking? 3 hours was the answer. Now, I don't think it's going to be 3 hours because it would have already come and gone. But I mean, and I'm doing the best I can here, but I love that people get a direct experience. and you almost kick me out of the way. I get connected. I do stuff. I can feel where a person's at, see where a person's at. If you start listening more carefully to the people around you, they're leaving you a breadcrumb trail of how their right. ego, their thinking works. And don't judge them for it. We're all doing it. But you can at mm-hmm. least take a broader awareness approach and feel for them, be empathetic, and that helps them. That subconscious love helps them. It eases. It's what that security guard, the first caller, that's what they're doing. People are attracted to them right away because they're a great platform for letting go of their own angst.
Mm. Mm. When you were at the Omega Institute, did you experience anything special or phenomenal there with any of the attendees?
Oh, yeah. It was cute because people came in. There was people coming from the outside world. And, so you had a lot of layers to shed. If you were carrying anything in and you were heavier, people were lighter by the middle of the next day. So a Friday night, and then by Saturday, it was a morning and an afternoon session. I mean, there were a couple people who looked completely different. They were sparkly. They were easier. They admitted it out loud. They were like, hey, I'm a little more wild and feeling it now in the flow. And I can think to Sunday, if anybody had been there and walked by, you would have thought everybody was on psychedelics because they're outside seeing each other's flows. I didn't mention, I usually warm up by helping people see their auras on their hands, to see mm-hmm. consciousness itself, to see light, to see angel light. So they're out and they're backing up further and further. I've paired them up or they're in trios and they're seeing their flows, good distances apart, and they're having angels come in. So two women got to see that angel named Joy, who usually shows as a blonde, but, an angel can show a million different ways. They got to see her as a brunette about a half a football field away down the hill by the main hall. We were up the hill. And then, so they're seeing at the same time, hearing at the same time. And then I walked over to someone else, and I'm psychic, but my goal is not to tell you anything because then I'm getting in the way. It's like a dad who rides the bike when you're trying to teach your kid how to ride a bike. It's no fun for the kid. The kid should mm-hmm. be the one getting experience. So, and I'm not trying to put any roles here in this, but I walked over to someone else and I'm like, hey, why don't you ask for a rainbow light hummingbird made by angels? So it's not really there, but it is there. And she says to me, I already just got that. And I was like, of course you did. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm a psychic. And I was just laughing and laughing and laughing. And I'm still thinking about it. And that was the end of July, that 3-day workshop. So here we are in September. It was a highlight for me. So, but you can ask for anything. The real question is, what will you allow for? That's the hook right. on this. I've got the photos. You can see directly. You can get a hug. The hugs can become healing. Colorblind people have seen colors, 3 people. I've had people yawn the whole time. That's because if you're 50-50 for checking out and you've got a decision to make, that's private to you. I stay out of everything. But think about how you got there. There has to be a lot of extra layers of lacquer if we're talking about wood or varnish that you have mm-hmm. to strip away before you're going to redo the wood. And so you've got a choice on this life path. Here's the big thing. The book epilogue, I think it's free on my website. It's definitely in my social media posts. I love the epilogue by an angel named Dale who coached Nadia Comaneci. Famous gym. We'll leave it at that one. That. An angel named Dale, but he put life into a metaphor of an undergraduate degree, graduate degree. You got to have one before the other. The undergraduate degree is just recognizing that there's a difference between being in the brain, thinking, and awareness, love, unconditional love in the heart. And then once you've got that down, you're ready to go off like an Olympic swimmer on your unique life path and get living. You're only living when you're loved. And think about, it's like an iceberg. We're doing so much unliving or unconsciousness all the time, especially when we react. Put on the news, and there's very few of us who can be like a saint. We'd rather choose sides and say this state in the country, California's bad or Texas is bad. I'm in Texas. But the point is, it's always the other person sort of thing. We're all in the same boat. We're doing tons of thinking. So pump the brakes on what you think you know. Be kinder to yourself. Be kinder to others. And then start making those requests. Ask to smell your aunt's barbecue. Ask to smell your favorite flower. Ask to smell Maui, that beach that you remember from 5 years ago. See what happens. Go to my website, play around. It's all free to do that. And just go for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. And you make a good point because we all are in our heads at times. And I held, I actually was held a belief about Texas. And after we spoke, it bothered me, and because it's not true. And so I let that go.
But you're not the only one. I've had four people say, how could you live in Texas sort of thing in the last like 5 months? And it's not personal to me, but we've got a lot going on. And I think that's been the situation, though, for thousands of years. Think about different Roman society. There's always something going on. How much do you buy into it versus practicing a little more mindfulness, peacefulness, love, whatever you want to call it, compassion?
Exactly. Exactly. Compassion in action. Well, I want to thank you, Michael, for coming on the show. It's been a joy to have you. It's been a joy to feel your energy and all that you are. And we will have you come back at a special time sometime in 2023. And possibly maybe you'll be back to the Omega Institute for the second round.
That would be great. And I'll leave the audience with a quick 10 seconds here. Couple tips of advice. Be open and face all of life's situations with grace and ease. Be grateful and thankful for lessons learned, and be enthusiastic and joyful. When you can remember to remember.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you again, Michael. And for everyone listening, share the show with your friends and relatives. Listen again, because you'll receive another nugget that you can add to your life or your toolbox. And check out Michael's book, because it's a little book, but it's packed with wisdom. So check that out and go on his site, MichaelAndreFord.com. Until we come together in love again, love for self, love for all, unity consciousness, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.